24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Show. You're listening to your host, Valerie A. Campbell. And Vibe is an acronym for Vision, Intention, Belief, and Expectation. And it's also short for the word vibration. So what is your vibration saying right now? How are you feeling, especially in these days of this pandemic and, you know, people feeling fear, not knowing what's happening? How are you feeling? Well, to get yourself straight back into alignment, ask yourself, what do I want? And today's show, all the way from London, where things seem to be really kind of breaking out right now, there is a lot of fear on the roads. You know, I went to the store yesterday and there's no toilet paper on the shelves. You know, I went out to get some paracetamol, couldn't get any. First time ever I've heard of a superstore running out of paracetamol. And there is a lot of fear in the atmosphere. But you know that I believe in the law of attraction. And I believe whatever you put out there, whatever vibration you get out there, you are going to attract that in. So please remember to stay in a state of faith, believing that we are going to get over this crisis. And we need to be in that positive vibration so that we can attract something, a circumstance, an experience that's going to make us feel good. So it's almost as if we have to wrap a bubble around us to preserve our thinking. Now, today's show is, I'm going to talk about the securities, the insecurities that men have that they really don't talk about. And so, you know, I like to talk to you women, but men, I know that you listen to the show as well. So let's talk about the insecurities that men have when it comes to relationships. So when we think about insecurities, and it's our insecurities that kind of like insidious in nature. In other words, they get right into you if they're left unchecked. Our insecurities sabotage us from having the real connection that we really deep down crave with another person. And when we think about the insidious nature of insecurities, if it's left unchecked, it can really take an effect and kill our ability to have a deep, connected relationship. And here's how it works. You see, what we crave, what we all crave, what we all want is that connection. But true connection will only come from when you're actually willing to open up your heart, willing to have your heart seen. But life will tell us that we shouldn't do that. Don't be open. Don't share your heart. Don't really let another person see what's going on, how you're feeling, because if you let them see, God forbid, they're going to reject you. So out of the fear of being rejected, what do? We don't show our full selves, which then prevents us from having the very connection that we want in the first place. So I'm going to share with you insecurities that men have and that they don't talk about. And these are insecurities that once you know it and you understand it, it will help to keep you balanced in a relationship or while you're dating. It will help you to understand your man in a deeper way, and you can have greater compassion for the journey that he's on, the situation that he's in, and help you to get into his head a little bit, okay? And in a way, you know, as women, we're expressive. We tend to be more expressive, I find, than men. That's how we've been brought up. And I would say that whereas we can cry, men cry inside, okay? Men have feelings just like us. It's just that they express it in a different way. You know, they're told that, you know, you need to toughen up and not show emotion. Or, you know, remember the days of school? You must have observed when they're told, come on, don't be a crybaby. Even when you think about sports day, you know, men are told that, you know, you have to toughen up, okay? So what do men do? They shut down their emotions. They're not taught to feel like us. You know, they're taught that it's a weakness. They're taught to numb out the feeling, the pain. And that is a challenge. That's a challenge that we have to deal with, okay? When men become so accustomed to numbing out the pain that they don't know how to express their heart. Now, men don't like to be seen as being inadequate. You know, there's that word again, isn't it? Good enough. No one wants to be seen as not good enough. And so a man's value comes from his purpose. It comes from him being productive. And producing comes from knowing what to do, knowing when to do it, when to lead, where to go, and knowing how to get out of that fear of insecurity. So when you think about it, a man who feels insecure, and it could be over the most littlest of things, like, for example, if they're in the supermarket and they're looking for directions for a particular food item, you know, a man won't go and ask another man for directions because that's a manifestation, as it were, from feeling inadequate, and they don't want to come across as inadequate. It's the same reason why a man doesn't like taking directions for driving, you know, going to a destination, and they get lost, yeah, because it taps into that feeling of inadequate, and no one wants to show or express that they're not good enough. And a man will actually do less, you know, become less productive because they don't want to be seen as inadequate. And another one, which, you know, as women, probably conscious of this one, if not, it's going to be new to you, is they have insecurities as to whether they're good enough in bed. You know, every man wants to feel like a hero. Every man wants to feel like you're Superman. And, you know, and often, you know, a guy will actually think to himself, you know, I really want to make this woman happy. I really want to please her. And wondering if he's actually man enough to do that. Wondering if, you know, he can be a really great love. So sometimes a man will actually beat his chest, so to speak, and convince himself that he's actually great in bed because he doesn't want to come across as inadequate. But you know what, guys? It's actually okay. It's actually okay to ask, you know, your woman for directions once in a while. You know, what does this please you or does this not please you? And that's what actually helps the sexual part of your relationship develop and grow more stronger and more intimate, because you're knowing how to please the other person. Now, here's another one. I go to the gym often. And so I see guys in the gym and they're, you know, they're pumping their iron and, you know, they're preening in front of the mirror. And they seem to kind of train better when they've got women around or they feel as if women are watching them. Yes. And so men can actually feel insecure about their bodies, You know, they can feel like, wow, is my body good enough? I've seen men in the gym obsess over that, you know, whether they've got the right body type. Are their legs too skinny and their upper body too big, you know? And, you know, research shows that this is absolutely the case, that men do have fears around not having the right body, whether they're tall enough or skinny enough, hairy enough. And really, as women, we tend to kind of vocalize this, don't we? We kind of, oh, you know, is my bum big enough? How does it look in this dress? It's kind of standard for a woman to do that. But a man doesn't necessarily do that, okay? But these are the things that's going on in a man's mind, because he wants to be attractive for you. He wants to have the right body for you, to be accepted by you. And I remember one day, and it's not even necessarily just the physique. I remember one day there was a guy, and he changed the way that he grew the hair on his face, and it looked really nice. And I said to him, wow, you know, you look amazing with that beard. And I could see his chest kind of puff up, because he felt appreciated, you know, he felt accepted for that change. So this can be one of the insecurities that men have. Another insecurity is feeling fear. Yeah, men are, how can I put it, they don't want to be seen as a coward for feeling afraid, for feeling fear. You see, men, they're not supposed to feel fear, okay? They've not been brought up that way. They're supposed to be brave and strong, and we're supposed to really appreciate that in a man, okay? But men don't always have it all together. And the challenge is that when they're actually facing a problem in their life, something that, you know, as women, we don't know about, we don't know that they're feeling that fear within, and they're afraid to actually express it. When they meet a woman that kind of holds that space for them to just be able to express what they're feeling, for you as a woman, that's really valued in their eyes. So what a man does is that if he doesn't have this outlet in a woman, what he does is he actually isolates himself and pretends that everything is okay. Okay, they lie to themselves, they lie to the people around them, and they end up just, you know, ultimately, in a lot of cases, you've seen it, they end up burning their business to the ground, or, you know, they end up burning up the relationship. Because they don't talk, they end up burning up their health, because they don't want to pretend, because they want to pretend like everything's okay. Whereas the ironic thing is that they're afraid of being rejected for being a coward. And the biggest irony of all is that if a man was just to share, if to just share his vulnerabilities, and take the courage to do that. And that's what being brave is about, ultimately, isn't it? Taking the courage to be seen. You know, as women, we need to learn this as well. Taking the courage to share. Not just the great stuff, but the stuff that's going on deep inside that hurts. Then we would have so much of a greater connection. And that's what real bravery is. That's what real courage, and that's where that real connection is formed. And there's a lot of guys out there who are doing a great work on this front. You know, they're emotionally mature, they're emotionally disciplined. They know how to lead and to make decisions, and how to seek counsel where they don't know what to do. Men are learning to love themselves for who they are. And they will love you for allowing them to this space to show you all of them. But how do you do that? Well, you have to, as a woman, learn to be vulnerable with yourself. You've got to learn how to connect with yourself. You've got to learn how to express your feelings. You know, the world is changing. You know, women are becoming more masculine. And because of that, they're not as expressive as they used to be. They're not as, They're not as great as holding that feminine space, which is that feeling space, so that men can express what they feel through the woman, okay? Because it's the woman who holds it, who is the container for that kind of energy. And so these great men who are really learning to love themselves for who they are will love you for who you are. Men who are willing to take that lead in the bedroom, but also be led in the bedroom, because they really want to please you and pleasure you in ways that perhaps you've never been pleasured before. So know that these men are out there looking for you, okay? They're looking for you to hold that space. And there's great guys that are available, okay? So that's an answer to your question that I get many times: where have the great men gone? So you have to take that time to learn to be courageous and to share who you truly are, so that you can create that deep connection. And that's when you can attract that same kind of man in your life. Okay, so, you know, I always try to explain the law of attraction, that like energy attracts like energy. So when you're sending that vibe, when you can totally accept yourself and your flaws, then you will attract in somebody who is of that like energy. And one of the great ways in which you can be vulnerable, let's just go back there a moment, is to use, or to start practicing using, feeling words in your conversation. Okay, start to open up your heart, drop down into your body and think, how do I actually feel about this? You know, how do I feel about this? And speak what you feel. You see, your feelings are a voice. Your feelings is a voice. When you want to cry, that is your voice. When you're in pain, that is your voice. You see? And God's universe picks up on your authentic voice. That's why I always say you can't hide from God's universe. Doesn't matter your color, creed, religion, status, height, shape. If you're living under a rock, you cannot hide from God's universe, because your feelings are a language. So really start to take time to learn and to put that out there, how you're feeling. And I really believe that it's in doing that this planet will change, and it would be great if, as women, we take the lead on that, because it's about being authentic. It's about dropping the masks that we so often have in life, and in doing so we give permission for others to do the same. So feminine energy is so powerful, and that will nurture our men to voice their insecurities, and for them to know that it's okay. And the practical ways that you can do that is, when you hold a space for a man, allow him to share what's on his mind. Allow him space to talk. As women, you know, when we're communicating with each other, we tend to interject and we tend to kind of go off at tangents, don't we? Whereas men, it takes them kind of longer to feel their way out and to express what they're feeling. So just be quiet. Give them that stillness, that silence, for them to actually voice what is on their heart. Because if a man feels like he can be in his best state around you, okay, which is mostly when you're in your feminine energy, that you can truly receive him, that's when it allows him to just want to just keep on pursuing you and want to be connected with you, because you've allowed him to feel great around you. A man also needs to feel competent around you. You know, allow a man to be the provider around you. And that comes simply by showing appreciation for his competency. And when you're actually in conversation with a man, whether it's through dating or in a relationship, show that appreciation by actually saying that, you know, whenever he does something great, you say, I really appreciate you. And a great analogy, a great way of actually explaining that is, for example, imagine you've got fruits in your hand. You've got 5 apples and you've got a lemon. How many lemons have you given him that day as opposed to apples? Yeah, have you given him his 5 a day? You see, this is what fills a man up. You've got to fill his help to fill his tank up. I know you're probably saying, well, that's his job to make himself feel masculine. But I'm speaking to you women right now. Yeah, it's yin and yang. Support your man. Fill his cup up. So when you do deliver that lemon, okay, it's going into a cup that's filled with those apples. So I hope that analogy helps. Because, like I said, another way a man wants to feel is he wants to feel accepted for who he is. Okay? Flaws included. And if you can accept yourself for who you are, flaws included, again, that gives permission for him to do the same. And that takes being vulnerable. Okay? It could be the littlest of things. You know, because if you can own it, then he can own it too. He feels safe in your presence to own it as well. And what other food does a man need to fuel his you know, manliness and diminish that insecurity is to believe in him. Yeah? Support your guy, you know, be his biggest supporter, his greatest supporter. You know, sometimes a guy doesn't have it all figured out. Sometimes he just has the dream, he has the plan, he has the vision. But if he knows that as your woman, his woman, that you're backing him, you've got his back 100%, he'll feel fantastic around you. And ultimately, it really is about how does a man feel when he's around you. How does he feel? Does he feel alive? Does he feel like he can follow his purpose and that it's not counterproductive to you being in his life? Because if he feels that he has to give up what he has in terms of his mission, because his mission is what makes him who he is, his manliness, then he won't want you around. You see, he has to know that you're on the same page as him, that you believe in him, that you support him in what he's doing. He has to have you championing him on. And the one of the greatest way to do that, funny enough, is by you being on purpose, by you following your mission, by you doing what it is that excites you and makes you feel vibrant. You see, because when you're feeling vibrant, that's what you radiate outwards. Yes? So again, there's that silent permission. When you do for yourself, it's always a silent permission for the other person to do the same. Because we're all energetic beings and we can feel, you see, we can feel the connection. Yes? We can feel the energy that somebody is actually vibrating outwards. And your guy, how do you keep him kind of like really connected to you, okay, despite his insecurities? Well, first of all, affection. You know, again, if you go to the website, thesecretvibe.com, there's an amazing diagram there. It's a picture, it's a video that literally was downloaded through me via God's universe, that will help you to understand the dynamics between the masculine and the feminine. You know, recently I've been talking a lot about the law of sexual polarity and how to keep that tension in the relationship or while you're out dating. And so when you can make a man feel that he's going to receive that affection from you through the anticipation, through the investment that he has made in order to have you as his prize, and at the end of that prize there will be affection, this is one of the ways that kind of supercharges him to want to pursue you despite those insecurities. So be affectionate. Allow your man to receive those breadcrumbs of affection. Actually, someone mentioned to me yesterday, oh yes, I know a dear friend of mine, he gave an example and he said, you know, one of the things that he used to say to women is that, you know, you can drop breadcrumbs, you know, on the ground and a bird, pigeons will come and slowly pick up the breadcrumbs that's around you. And I thought that was such a beautiful analogy versus actually running at the pigeons. What happens? The pigeons run away, right? So what you do is you drop the little breadcrumbs around yourself, the little breadcrumbs that make that person, make that man that you like come around you, you see. So keep on dropping the breadcrumbs, okay? And maintain that anticipation of him getting that affection from you. And a man also loves to feel admired, you know, admired for his accomplishments, admired for what he's achieved. And if it can come from the woman that is there in his heart, wow, he feels like, I think that says it all, right? And especially when you do it in front of other people, he will feel it even more. A man likes to feel admired. And we've mentioned appreciation. This is huge, appreciation. You know, simply saying the words, I appreciate you, will take you a long way. So today, I hope that I've shared with you and that you've absorbed really the insecurities that a man has when he is looking for in a relationship, not looking for insecurity in a relationship, but looking for a woman that can actually handle that with him in a positive way. So the message today is, don't let your insecurities sabotage you from having a real connection with a man. And that works both ways, okay? I've shared the insecurities that a man has, but, you know, we're the mirror image of that, okay? And as women, we can start by dealing with our own insecurities, but gives that permission for him, or opens and holds that space for a man to feel okay about his insecurities around you, okay? And therefore not cause him to sabotage a relationship. If any of this resonated with you, then always I'm available. You can DM me on my Instagram, which is thesecretvibe.co.uk. And also you can visit me at valerieacampbell.com. And also make sure you check out the video at thesecretvibe.com, whether you're male or female. And if you are a male, it would be interesting to get your comments as well as to whether the video resonates with you. So keep your head up in this time of this pandemic, which is now worldwide. We're here in London starting to take drastic measures to combat this awful coronavirus. And my prayers are to the family who have lost loved ones. And, you know, we've got to turn to God in this time, because we can't lean on our own understanding of the situation. We can only do our best and ask God for interference. So on that note, I will say, I pray that I've added value, and the divine in me bows to the divine in you. Have a wonderful, make it, enjoy, it's still a blessed day. Bye-bye. Still a blessed day. Bye-bye. Still a blessed day. Bye-bye. Still a blessed day. Bye-bye.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.